This morning we heard from the last chapter of the book of Exodus, and in it is featured the tent of meeting, or the dwelling, or sometimes also known as the ark. Now, what this was I guess, a portable temple, if you will. It was housed, it was kind of fenced in, and then had a tent, and within this tent was a separate room called the Holy of Holies, and that's where the ark was contained. That's where the commandments were, and it was considered the holiest place for the Jews. Now, several chapters of Exodus is devoted to describing how to build this tent, because that was where God's presence was. Interestingly enough, another name for this was the tabernacle. Now, it's cool how thousands of years ago, the tabernacle contained the holiest thing known to humans. And now today, what do we have in the tabernacle but Jesus Christ in the Eucharist? The fulfillment of the Ten Commandments, which the old ark had, the bread of life, the new priesthood. Another interesting connection is that the cloud covered the meeting tent. And when the cloud moved, so did the Israelites. Moses led the people in their wanderings as the cloud beckoned them. So too should we, in our lives, follow the movement of the tabernacle, of what Jesus tells us. And we do that by coming to the tabernacle, by coming to Mass, by receiving Jesus' body and blood, by coming to Eucharistic adoration. What a blessing it is to be present at the new tabernacle, to not only worship, but to consume Jesus Christ's body and blood here at church in the Holy of Holies.